We're beginning a new semester. We're learning the Sefer HaMidot by the Magid Midubna. The Magid Midubna was a contemporary of the Gra. He was considered one of the great sages of the time and one of the great orators of the time. And we are beginning a whole new section of the book, Shal Avodat Elokim, the gate of the service of the Omnipotent. Page Resh Lamed. Baruch Hashem, we've made tremendous headway. Yes, we are nearing the end of the book. Baruch Hashem. Okay, page Resh Lamed. Shar Avodat Elokim. Achar Shon Nitber B'Yesh Elokim B'Sharim HaKodmim. After it's been clarified with God's salvation in the previous gates, Darchei Kinat Ha'ira V'Ahava, we've discussed the ways of kniyat, acquiring yirah, being a God-fearing person, ve'ahava, and being a person that has love, ve'inyan ha'yirah la'achikom inyanei lo ta'aseh, and fear is what keeps a person from transgressing the prohibition, ve'choach ha'ava le'kavol mitzvot ta'aseh, the potency, the strength of love is to bring one close to the proactive commandments. We're on page Reish Lamed, the third line in the small print. Because love can burn within him, the brazenness, the might of the love is a fire within him that doesn't let him rest until he accomplishes. Kemamar, as the verse says, I remember you as I lie in bed. At the crack of dawn, I speak of you, I think of you. I amuse myself as I think of the mitzvot that I love. I speak of him, I remember him over and over again. That's what love is all about. You can't stop thinking about it, talking about it, dealing with it. So, all of this we discussed already. So now what's fitting is that we should explain the actual service, the chosen service, and speak about the different aspects, the different ways and paths, the different journeys that one can take. What is the true service that they desire up above? Asher kefi anoda v'amfusami avoda shehi be'askamat alev v'chifetz hanefesh. What's well known is that what Hashem wants is that our service, the way we do mitzvot, is with a certain unity between our heart and our desires. So we will speak about the essence of that cohesion, the essence of that agreement. And how do you get there? Quality of that synthesis that has to exist within a person where you can act together between what you think is right, what you want. How do you attain that? And the importance of the avoda, the way a person serves his creator, when it stems from his free choice and his capacity to come to an agreement within himself that this is the path he wants to take. The benefits of what causes us to act and the benefits of the act itself. So this was all an overview of what we're going to discuss. Let's begin. So we're up to the first chapter.